Be still and know. Nearly 2,000 years ago, a man was doing a lowly act of service, just carrying a jar of water into a house in Jerusalem. A man doing a servant's work. That simple duty he was performing will never be forgotten, because God was weaving him and his jar of water into the most wonderful story the world has ever known. He it was who led Christ's disciples to the upper room where the Last Supper was held. We may think that the work we do is insignificant, but it is not insignificant in God's sight. You may be filling only a lowly place and doing only a lowly service, yet in the world to come, you may have a greater joy and a more blessed inheritance than many who seem to be doing a larger work in this world. These thoughts from author John R. Gunn. Only now and then does God need a Paul or a Billy Graham or a Moody. But he always needs, and the world always needs, a multitude of men and women who are ready to fill, to the best of their ability, the humbler places of life. God and the world always need men and women who are willing to do a little good whenever and wherever they can, though their deeds are never heralded abroad and their names remain forever unknown. The Bible records a great many little deeds, small acts. Perhaps God wants to remind us that He is carefully taking note of all the little details of life. Therefore, let none of us become weary of doing the little things for God and humanity. No matter how small the deed, if it fills a need, it is significant in the eyes of God. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from the book of Mark. And there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water.